Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, and I'm glad that you guys are able to join me for yet another great show. Didn't get to go live yesterday. We ran a rebroadcast yesterday, but we're live today, rest of the week, and let's see what we can get done. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Got a lot to talk about. We got elections coming up. I think that the consensus of the people is that they are not they're not ready. We got to talk about some things, man, because people are not doing their due diligence, and I don't understand it. Here we go talking about this craziness that's going on again. And we really, truly need to practice knowing who we need to vote for. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why it's important for us to vote this time around. And, you know, I don't know, man. I just think that we have not taken this serious like we should have. And I want us to take it serious, but we got to know and be informed of who we are wanting to vote for and why we are wanting to vote for them. Number to call, 845-277-9428. Also, we're going to talk about the 7th Annual Independent Artist Festival. People got questions, and I want to talk to you about that so we can see which route we want to take with the Independent Artist Festival. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in May, but we're going to talk about a little bit of things, and I want some of those artists that want to be in this year's festival, I want you guys to hit me up so we can talk and get you guys ready for this year's festival, because it's going to be a great festival. Number to call, 845-277-9428. And lastly, I want to get into a little bit of the religious aspect of why people do some of the things that they do and why they treat each other the way that they treat each other. And we're going to dissect that a little bit, because I think that at some point in time, we need to realize that the way you treat people is definitely going to come back to you. And I don't know why people don't think that it won't come back to you, but it will. We're going to talk about that. Number to call is 845-277-9428. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Boy, and I'm so Mr. Robert McCray, where he was proudly appointed by his great-grandparents to continue their journey of life, love, and respect. Live alkaline water is manufactured at the packaging property. Therefore, no chemicals are used in the treatment of the water. That's right, live alkaline water is 100% pure from mineral beds 800 feet below ground. To learn more about this healthy way to enjoy pure alkaline water, call to speak to a representative at area code 336-775-7501. That number again is area code 336-775-7501. Or to contact Robert McCray himself, send an email to emaul9@gmail.com. Again, that's emaul9@gmail.com. And remember, eat right, drink right, think right.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
The show number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Guys, real quick, want to let you know that the Independent Artist Festival is right around the corner. It's going to be in May this year. I'll have a definite date for you next week, but it's going to be either May 2nd. Well, it wasn't going to be May 2nd, but it's going to be either the 16th or the 26th. 6th, I think it is. So one of those dates, we are going to have the Independent Artist Festival. You have to come check it out, because this year I'm going to have two. So we're going to do this one in May, and then we're looking to do another festival in August. So I want you guys to really pay attention to what's going on with the festival, the progress of the festival, because we got a lot to show you. We got a lot to expose you to, and I can't wait to have this year's festival. That number again is 845-277-9428. Now, I'm going to get back to the festival in a minute, but we need to talk a little bit about what's going on with our elections. Now, locally in Gastonia, you know, I think we get caught up so much into just voting for people because they have come around at the right time, but and their message is good, but we don't know anything about them. I was talking to somebody last night, and you know, come to the realization that some of the people that we think, or some of the people that are in front of us to be put in some of these positions, we don't know them. We don't know anything about them. We don't know what they stand for. We don't know who they are. We just know that they are people, I guess, that say they want to make some change, but how much change? Is that change going to be to our expense, or to that, or are they going to have their own agenda? Those are things that have gotten us in the past. Because we didn't know who to vote for, we ended up putting people in situations to where they're leading us, but we don't even know anything about them. That's a problem. That's a problem. That's a problem when we don't educate ourselves. That's a problem when we don't think that our community is more important than that. Let me say it this way. We got to stop voting because people are black. We got to stop voting because people are black. We got to stop voting because people are black. I mean, I want my people to be in places of authority to where they can do things, but I'm telling you guys, we have to really think about who is going to have our best interest as a people, as a community, as a business, whatever the case may be. We got to look beyond the color barrier. We have to, because sometimes, and you guys know just as well as I do, sometimes we look at our people and our people don't want to do right. Sometimes we want to put our people in places of power because it's just who they are. And we want it to be represented by us. I'm down with that. But sometimes we can't do it. Sometimes we just can't do it because the people that we look to represent us don't really have our agenda. Anything about somebody, why would you give them your vote? Learn a little something about the people that are running for office in your area. There's nothing wrong with that. You should educate yourself. You should educate yourself enough to where you can make a solid, sound decision when you go to the polls. Because everybody want to feel good about their vote. Everybody want to feel that their vote is a vote that needed to happen. Everybody wants to feel that way. I know I do. So I'm just urging you to vote, but be smart about it. Be smart about your votes. Don't just go vote because somebody got the same skin color as you. That's wonderful. I love that. Don't get me wrong. But on the same token, you have to be informed. You got to be informed. And I think if you're a well-informed person and you know what you are wanting in your community, because half the people that go vote don't even know what they want in their community. That is the shame. You have to know what you want in your community. And in order to vote and put people in your community that's going to give you the quality of life, or that's going to help you achieve the quality of life for you and your young people that's in your home or around you, or elderly, then you got to know what you want yourself. See, we get caught up, y'all. We get caught up in some of the most silliness that I've ever seen in my life. We get caught up in who's going to church with who and who's hanging out with who. And if you don't go to this church or go to this mosque, or if you don't go hang out with this person, that person, you're not voting the way you should vote. Y'all, we get caught up in some silly stuff. You know, I had a conversation with somebody else today, and you know, I just think it's sad that we don't do what we should be doing with each other. We don't support one another. We don't support one another when we should support one another. We should support one another wholeheartedly. But if we don't, then how are we going to get to the next level? How can you get mad at other people that definitely support each other? You can't. You can't get mad at them. How can you get mad at someone that wants the very best for their area? And I know you guys probably get tired of me saying this, but I'm sorry, but this is how I feel. I want the very best for our communities. I want the very best for our young people. You should want that too. You should want that too. I do this artist festival for a reason, guys. I do this artist festival. This is my 7th artist festival. 7. I don't ask for the cameras to come out and to be on the news, to be flossy and this, that. No, I don't do all that. Now, this year, I think they deserve to get a little flossy with their acts this year. So I'm going to be pushing for media to come out. But on the same token, I do this because I know some indie artists, spoken word, whatever your gift is, some people don't have a platform. And if I'm blessed enough to have a platform to give you to where you can come and showcase your talent, and we can showcase our talents together, that letting people know that here in Gastonia, we got people that are talented. We don't have to go across the bridge to get talent or to display talent. We got it right here. But if I can give you the platform to let that happen, then why not support it? Why not support it? All I ask is just a little help. That's all. The shows, the festivals are free. Anybody and their grandma can come. They're free. This one this year is going to be outside, and I can't wait to announce the place, guys, because it's going to be a very good look. It's going to be a really nice feel. It's just going to be good. It's going to be good for the community. Knock on wood, we have never, ever had any issues at any of our festivals. And Lord have mercy, I hope we don't have none now. I ain't trying to put that out there, but we ain't never had any issues at our festivals because they're not that type of environments. Everybody that's involved with these festivals are people who want to progress, people who want to make things happen. So that's all I ask. I just ask a little help. I mean, you can go to my Cash App. The Cash App is J Radio Show. That is J Radio Show at Cash App. That's all you have to do. I don't care if it's 50 cents, a dollar, whatever the case may be. Every penny counts. This year, I want it to be the biggest. I want it to be the very biggest that it can be, because I think the artists around here deserve it. I think I deserve it. I think you deserve it. The band we had last year was on point. So I'm trying to negotiate and get those guys back to the festival this year. I'm pretty sure they will be. But we just got to work out logistics. Get those guys back to the festival this year. Give them some more space. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Where we had the festival last year, it was okay. But those jokers, I was going to say something else. They did not want to give us the shine that we rightfully deserve. They did not want to make sure that this festival was going to be successful. They thought we were going to be a fluke. But then I think they were, like, really surprised when the band got the kicking and then B. Ashley B. come in and Minister T-Breeze, you know, and so many other artists come in and done their thing. They were very surprised. But you know what? I don't care about their surprise. I don't care about that. Well, I don't care about them being surprised. I don't want to sound goofy on here speaking with broken English, but I don't care about them being surprised. They should have supported us from the very beginning. Because when we were packing up leaving, they had the most corniest DJ I ever seen in my life show up, and he was corny. Now, not take nothing from him. That's his gift. But he was corny, and we should have got the limelight that they were giving him. But it's okay. We're going to progress this year, and we're going to do big things, and we're going to do better things. And I hope that you guys come out and support. I hope you guys support the cause because it's something that is truly needed. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact health consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tanja Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Back to the show. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Before we left for this quick little break, guys, I really definitely need the support. I appreciate those that are supporting the Independent Art Festival, the 7th annual Independent Artist Festival thus far, but I definitely need the support. My Cash App is J Radio Show. It's at Cash App J Radio Show. So you guys can just do whatever it is you want to do. And if you don't want to do nothing, that's fine too. The show will happen. It's going to happen. You know, if it's the Lord will, we will have another successful Independent Artist Festival. And I can't wait for that. We was talking a little bit about voting. We was talking about voting. We was talking about what we need to really do when it comes to voting for the right people, putting the right people in office. Now, I know a lot of you might say, well, you don't know who the right people are. You're taking a chance by voting. And you are. You are. You're taking a chance by voting. But on the same token, you need to be informed. You need to be informed of who you're voting for. You need to have a little idea of what this person, well, actually, you need to have a lot of idea of what this person can offer you, can offer your community, can offer the young people. And, you know, you really want to know if what you're doing vote-wise is really good for your community. You definitely want to know. So what better way to know is to inform yourself, of what's going on, to make sure that the people that you are putting your trust in, you're giving your vote to, you really need to research that person. I ain't going to say like do no investigation or nothing like that, but you need to know what that person stands for. And you need to know if they stand for the things that you want. And if not, then you need to be finding somebody that does. You need to be finding somebody that have those qualities that you want. I had a clip I'm interested to play. It's a clip that I had got a long time ago. It is a clip of from Neely Fuller Jr. And he talks about why black people can't stand each other. And it's very interesting. Very interesting. I'm going to play that clip a little later on in the show just to get your reaction off of it. I know some of you are going to be like, oh, there he go. Here he go, starting that again. But you know what? We got to talk about that stuff, y'all. We don't talk about it. Other people talk about us. We don't talk about it. We need to talk about that stuff. We need to talk about what's keeping us down in our communities and how we're going to fix that. And the only way we can do that, guys, is if we talk about it. So if you don't want to talk about it, you don't want to hear it, you know, you ain't got to listen to the show. But I much rather you listen to the show because I feel like I want to I do a good job of keeping you informed or trying to keep you informed. And I also open the phone line. So if you don't like what you hear, you can voice your opinion and we can talk it out, see what you your opposing view and see if it's something a little different than what everybody else is thinking. That's what this show is about. This show is not about all the other silliness that you are entertained by. I like people coming on telling jokes and having fun. I mean, it's good to have fun. It's good to tell jokes on on some of the shows that I've heard people telling jokes on, have a good time, and, you know, let down, so to speak. That's good. You should do that. But on the same token, if you can tell jokes and let your hair down and just be relaxed, as they say, you should be able to handle some of the tough situations too. You should be able to handle some of the tough topics. You should be able to talk about some of the tough things that that's talked about, that we need to talk about. Those are the things that I really feel like people are missing. I feel like they are missing that. So those are the things that we need to look at. We need to look at those things, and we need to make sure that we are sticking by one another. You know, I can remember some of the shows that I've listened to back in the past. What's up, Burrs? Some of the shows I've listened to in the past, they've had great content. But on the same token, they're too busy wanting to make people laugh and wanting to, you know what? It's good to laugh. I told y'all that. And I don't want to be nobody's party pooper, but, you know, some point in time, we need to stop laughing and start figuring out what we're going to do. What we're going to do in our communities, what we're going to do with our young people, what we're going to do with the thinking, what we're going to do with our education in our communities that's getting offered to us, what we're going to do with some of the finance situations in our community, the teenage dropouts in our community, the drug problems in our community. We need to think about some of those things. Those are the things we need to think about. Those are the things we need to be focusing on. It's good to laugh. I like to laugh. I'm a jokester. But on the same token, I know when it's time to really start looking at progress for our young people. Y'all, I don't want to be a part of their failure, and I keep telling you that. And the only way we won't be a part of that failure, or the only way I won't be a part of that failure, is if we start doing things that we need to do to make sure that they don't fail. I don't want them to fail. I don't want our communities to fail. Yes, there's lots of work that needs to be done in our communities. There's lots of work that needs to be done in our relationships with each other. Our relationships with each other need some help, guys and ladies. They need some help. We're so busy stuck on what the next person have and what the next person can't do for you, other than asking that person, hey, man, hey, sister, how can I get to where you are? How can we get there together? How can we teach other people to get to where you are? We're so stuck on being jealous to such a nasty stigmatism that has stunted our growth in a very, very, very bad way in our communities. We got to get past that. We got to get past looking at some of these so-called community leaders that ain't doing anything. Man, I can't tell you the people that I've come across that call themselves community leaders, and they're not doing nothing. Some of them have done some great things for communities, but some of them, Leon Lonnie Loves, boy. Leon Lonnie Loves, and I tell you what, I don't understand that mentality. I don't understand that mentality. I don't understand how you can say you're going to help someone, but in order for you to help them, they need to pay you. When you help somebody, you're helping them because you want to. And boy, we love that saying, love offering, don't we? If I hear love offering one more time, if I have an event and I hear love offering, I'm going to throw a microphone cord at somebody. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. The words we misuse, that's one, love offering. I tell you another one that is a good saying. But y'all, I'm telling you, it's getting on my nerves with the biggest passion. And that's when people get to holler, won't he do it? I am so sick of hearing people holler, won't he do it? Y'all, stop hollering that. Stop hollering because you're behind the same one getting the car talking about, yeah, he did it, but look, he's going to get it. I'm sick of hearing that. I'm sick of hearing that. Yes, we know God blesses us. Yes, we know God takes care of them. They don't want to take care of themselves sometimes and all the time. I mean, not sometimes, all the time. But it be the most obscure people that sit up hollering, won't he do it? Get on my nerve. I can't get on my nerves so bad, man. I can't. I don't know why, y'all. That bothers me. But that bothers me when I hear. But I guess it's. I don't know if it's just the won't he do it, but I guess it's the people that's saying won't he do it. Because I look at them and I'm like, man, I'm trying not to be judgmental, but just a minute ago, you sitting over here talking about this brother's socks or talking about his shoes or talking about what he done 10 years ago, and then you're going to holler, won't he do it? Yeah, won't he do it, boy. I know. It's one of those things. It's a good saying. It is a plausible saying. But I think it's so overused and I think it's so misused that won't he do it. I think I heard somebody on the game show one day holler, won't he do it. And I was like, boy, if you don't sit down somewhere, sit down. Y'all don't got me off on a tangent about won't he do it. But anyhow, those are the type of silly things that we stuck on. We stuck on faux pas and fads and, well, not faux pas because they bunch of, well, yeah, we are because they're a bunch of lies. Brush say they've been in hell in mopeds. They've been in hell in something. Talking about once they won't he do it. Get on my nerve, boy. Okay, I'm not gonna go back to won't he do it. I go back. I'm gonna say one more. Won't he do it? Don't they get on your nerve? But anyhow, we get stuck on those things, y'all. We get stuck on things that are really not important. We get stuck on fads. We get stuck on things that are not going to show us a better way of life, that is not going to show us how to rebuild broken communities. We got a lot of broken communities, guys. We got a lot of broken communities that we really need to look at. We got broken communities that are not being addressed, so to speak. And I absolutely can't stand, and I know this is the politician way, I know it. I can't stand to see, what's up, T? I can't stand to see when it's election year, boy, you can get the best out of anybody running for any office. They'll offer you a bean pie with whipped cream and sprinkles on it, but I think that's probably nasty. But anyhow, you get the gist of what I'm saying. And as soon as that's over, boy, you can kick rocks because they ain't got nothing to say to you. They look at you like you about halfway stupid. Not all of them, but some of them. And I have experienced that when I first started doing this show about. Over 10 years ago, my second year in this show, I experienced that. And I thought it was the worst thing in the world. And I had somebody tell me, said, Jay, you know, people are going to be who they are. Two things you can do. You can choose to fight who they are and change them, which is virtually impossible. Or you can take them for who they are, accept it, move on, learn how to use them into what your agenda is. Learn how to use them into your agenda. I don't like the word use, but that was what was said to me. Learn how to use them into your agenda to make your agenda work for everybody. I understand that. I did post something on Facebook this morning about people being used, but it's not that type of used. It's not that type of used. You don't want to use somebody to be just using them. That's not how you live. And I'm gonna tell you guys, the universe hear that and see that and will throw a horseshoe right back in the back of your head when you least expect it. So you go out here using people like you think you want to, or you go out here bad mouthing people like you want to, I promise you it comes back. It comes back. here it is, another Black History Month. And we, what have we accomplished? I ask that question, not being facetious or anything, but I ask that question because I want to know what the average person think we have accomplished. What have we done in the last 50 plus years since Dr. King, and I use Dr. King, since Dr. King gave his life for equality or unity. I ain't gonna say equality, unity. What have we achieved? And I use Dr. King, y'all, because for some strange reason, our people think that Black history only consists of Dr. King. And, you know, that aggravates me. That aggravates me, the fact that there are people who, boy, they will fight their employer if their employer tell them, you cannot have Dr. King holiday off. They will fight their employer. And to be quite honest, some of them need to go ahead and go to work on Dr. King holiday. They don't even deserve to have it. Because the stuff you're doing out in the community, I'm telling you, it is not anything closely, remotely close to what Dr. King wanted for his people. Some of y'all need to just go ahead and go to work. Just say, man, I ain't going to even do Dr. King no more. I'm going to go on to work. Because it don't even feel right when you're even sitting at home and you know you've been wrong. Not helping your community, not helping your brother, your sister. Not doing anything in your community that is uplifting. But you sitting at home. Talking about, yeah, I took Dr. King Day. I got to get my King Day. Won't he do it? Boy, if y'all don't sit down somewhere. Sit down. I heard this, man. I don't know what it insinuates, but I heard somebody say, sit down and put a seatbelt on. Boy, I thought that was hilarious. Some of y'all need to sit y'all down and put a seatbelt on. That's exactly what you need to do, because there's a lot of foolishness going on in our community. A lot. And y'all will fight over Dr. King holiday. But anyway, like I was saying, you're taught that it only consists of Dr. King holiday. There are people that have given or gave their lives. Even for you, you know, I always say Mega Evers. I look at Mega Evers, who lost his life in front of his wife and children in his driveway, giving us the right to vote. And don't even want to vote. Some of y'all don't even want, you need to read about Mega. Don't even want to vote. And be looking crazy when somebody asks you, did you vote? And you being the first ones in the barber, I'm telling you now, first ones in the barbershop. Got so much to say. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I was talking to somebody in the barbershop one time. They had so much to say. They had so much to say. So many facts they brought out, or statistics and story after story after story. And then the first thing I said to them, I said, well, did you go vote? Man, no. Man, I say, man, no. I say, how you sound right now? How you give me all these facts and talking about what happened in politics and this, that, and you don't even go vote? I say, can you vote? Because some people legitimately can't vote, which I think is some old junk also. Can you vote? Man, yeah, I ain't going to do that. I say, you ain't going to do that, but you sitting up here talking junk. I said, boy, if you don't need to be on the next comedy show, need to be on the next comedy show. And then what even worse, it was people sitting in there co-signing for him. Yeah, boy, that boy on point, ain't he? I say, on point? He about as much on point as a tennis ball. On point. I don't understand people. I don't understand people. I give people benefit of doubt. I know I have my days. I don't have my days where I'm sleeping like that, though. You have to wake up real, real early in the morning to catch Jay slipping like that. I'm not going to slip like that. I am not going to slip like that. That's one of the ones in that barbershop that do not need to take Dr. King holiday off. Take your behind to work. Matter of fact, you need to work a double shift. Don't even stay home. Don't say nothing. Just go to work. Don't wear no shirts that have Black Power. None of that on it. None of that. Just go to work. Go to work and do what you do. Come on home and just call it a day. And then I had one person ask me, "Well, why y'all got to have a Black History Month?" I say, "Why y'all got to have a Black History Month?" I like, well, you know, every day is Black History for me. I said, but it's just a month that was designated to celebrate. It's like that, like I was told, the anniversary. It's like the anniversary, but it should be talked about and discussed every month. And I told you guys, I can't say White History Month because they teach it every day. But if there was somebody who was Caucasian who wanted to uplift their people, I'm for that. If somebody that's Asian, you know, or Spanish speaking population that want to uplift their people, I am for that. How can I not be for that? I want my people to be uplifted. I want to uplift my people. I'm not going to say you can't uplift your people when I'm trying to uplift mine and I'm trying to get my community right. I can't tell you not to get your community right. And I promise you, as my man Robert McCray from Live Alkaline Water that came on the show, as he say, eat right, drink right, think right. Once we all get our community together, I promise you, whatever race you are, once we get our community together, we will meet. Now, I ain't going to sound like Dr. King and say the mountaintop, but we will meet. We will meet, and that is when the unification process will start, and it will be so powerful that those that sit up hollering about, "Yeah, man, I don't vote, I don't do it," they ain't going to have no other choice but to sit down and put on that seatbelt. They ain't going to have no other choice. Unity is a very powerful and beautiful thing, guys. A lot of people scared of unity because it's easier to control people when they're divided. It's easier to make people think that they are against one another and keep control of them. I'm probably saying too much right now. Easier for someone or something to take hold of your life if you're divided as a people. We weren't put here to be divided, y'all. I don't care what nobody say. Black, white, green, purple, blue, orange, Muslim, Christian, Jew. I don't care what you are. We are not put here to be divided. We are a people, all of us. We hadn't realized that yet. You know how you go in your driveway and somebody has gravel. There's a smooth white rock. There's a rough gray-looking rock. There's some flat rocks. There's some black rocks. There's some old, decrepit-looking rocks. There's some rocks that look like charcoal in there in people's driveways. There's some very, very small rocks. There's some very, very big rocks. But all those rocks together, they make up gravel. People come and get for a specific job. And you know what? All those rocks do their job. And the kicker is, you don't say, "Look at that big rock or that little rock or that small rock or that gray rock or that smooth white rock." You don't say all that. You say, "Look at those rocks." That's where we got to get. That's where we got to get. And if we don't get to that, then we're going to continue scratching our head, talking about what shoulda, coulda, and woulda, and not doing what we're supposed to do as a people. Not educating our young people. Not making sure that what is needed, we are trying to attain that. We're going to continue to be in last. we're going to continue to be confused. We're going to continue to be upset. We're going to continue to be angry. And it's displaced anger. That's the worst anger, y'all, is displaced anger. Why are you walking around here mad at everybody and everything, and you don't know why? That is not a good look. And that is something that we really need to look at. Get our thinking back. Get our level of consciousness. Let's raise it. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number is 845-277-9428. You guys are definitely, I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Live Alkaline Water is a family-owned, father and son business operated by Mr. Robert McCray, where he was proudly appointed by his great-grandparents to continue their journey of life, love, and respect. Live Alkaline Water is manufactured at the packaging property. Therefore, no chemicals are used in the treatment of the water. That's right, Live Alkaline Water is 100% pure from mineral beds 800 feet below ground. To learn more about this healthy way to enjoy pure alkaline water, call to speak to a representative at area code 336-775-7501. That number again is area code 336-775-7501. Or to contact Robert McCray himself, send an email to emaul9@gmail.com. Again, that's emaul9@gmail.com. And remember, eat right, drink right, think right.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factors, illiterate, uneducated.
People are rising up.
Negative characteristics you can think of.
Wherever they are, the symbols today.
And
whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and
Kenya, Prague, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
our
Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable to the Life of Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 845-277-9428. The number again is 845-277-9428. Guys, real quick, let me say that I appreciate the support that I get from all over the place. I want to thank South Philly. Thank you guys for supporting the show. New York, thank you guys for supporting the show. Houston, Little Rock, Arkansas. Oh my goodness, Bakersfield, California. Out in Santa Clara, that is California also. Seattle, Tacoma. I really appreciate you guys checking out the show and continuing to support the show. Now we need to figure out how I'm going to get out there so I can have the show live in some of those areas, because that's what I want to do. I want to bring the show to you guys live. Also, guys, definitely continue to stay updated with what's going on with the Independent Artist Festival. It is happening. I just seen where Sax Life got on the Facebook page, and I think we got a thumbs up with them, and I really want you guys to come check it out. If you want to help out, donate to the cause of the Independent Artist Festival, you can. And my Cash App is Cash App, you know, the $ J Radio Show. That's J, the letter J, Radio, RADIO Show, SHOW, and you can help out in any way you want to. Or if you don't want to, that's fine too. Like I say, the show will go on. Next week, I will be giving you definite dates and location of the 7th Annual Independent Artist Festival. I promise you guys it's going to be a great, great show, like it has been the last 7 years. 7 years we've done this, and it's been going under the radar. This year, I refuse to let it go under the radar. We're going to be loud and obnoxious, and we're going to make noise, and we're going to make good noise, and we're going to definitely let people know that we are here, the festival is here, this show is here, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop. We're going to continue to do what we need to do for the very best of our in the very best interest of our communities. We are going to do the very best what we can for our young people. We are going to inform people. We are going to raise their level of consciousness. We are not going to sit back and just let people plow all over us, and we do not stand up for what we know is right, and that's unification, love, peace, and all that good stuff, harmony, as my man Don Cornelius would say in his Soul Train voice. But he never said, won't you do it? Or won't he do it? He never said that mess. But anyhow, I'd like to thank you guys, everybody who definitely checks out the show, guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay. I'll see you tomorrow.